Is there a story of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys and their first time in the Grand Ole Opry on WSM when he brings his ensemble to town that caused some consternation?
Yeah.
And maybe you can both help me tell that story, because they were trying to preserve the country sound on the Grand
Ole
Opry.
There weren't drums in country music.
Right.
Smokey Dacus, he was really considered the first guy to have a drummer in hillbilly music back in 35.
Right.
Well, you can tell
right.
the story.
And yeah, they went down to be on the Grand Ole Opry. When they started setting up his drums, they said, whoa, no drums. So Bob said, well, boys, load them up. But they finally got together and agreed that he could use drums, but he had to have him behind the curtains so the audience couldn't see him. And that's the way they got around that deal. They did that just to preserve their country look along with their sound.
But wasn't there then a moment when Bob Wills said, no, move him out at the last minute, put him out there, and we're going to do it anyway?
Yeah.
So that shows that forceful personality of Bob Wills
right,
coming through
right.
again, which obviously is apparent yeah. through all of this.
Right.
And so, bingo, the drums were out there.
Yeah.
It also shows that Nashville country music and Western swing music are not anywhere near the same thing.
No.
They're very different. Nashville country music is completely different from Western swing. To this day, you
right.
can't find Birmingham Western swing players in Nashville. Now, you'll find some, but you find the Western swing players in Oklahoma and Texas and California more than any place else.
Right.
Well, then as time moves along, we have rock and roll and Elvis Presley, but yet we have Western swing. So these two have got to be meeting here sometime, don't they? And rock and roll then
yeah.
takes over?
Yeah. That long about 1954, 55, when it really started taking over. In fact, I was on a tour one time with Hank Thompson in 1955. We were playing a little tour down south. At that time, the Louisiana Hayride was going on down in Shreveport, where
Shreveport,
that was.
Yeah.
We were playing down around there. And on that Louisiana Hayride at that time was Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, and Carl Perkins.
Carl Perkins.
We booked a tour out through Tennessee and Mississippi out in Louisiana. Like I say, I was with Hank Thompson. This was 1955. And the people on that show was Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins. And the headliner was Hank Thompson. Shoot, a year or two later, man, you couldn't hear nothing but Elvis Presley. And Johnny Cash started coming on real strong. You tell people about that later on, they think, well, how come Johnny Cash wasn't a headliner, or Elvis, you know? Hank was a lot lesser. But Hank was pretty well known.
So you were there and played on that date.
Yes.
But Elvis hadn't really become strong yet?
That was before he made his appearance on right. Ed Sullivan's mm-hmm. show. Yeah, that was before he ever made his appearance on there. When he appeared on there with Tommy Dorsey and them, that's when he just
That was that summer replacement off. Show the Dorsey brothers had.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you, as a musician, see something special in an Elvis Presley or a Johnny Cash at that time?
No, not really. Of course, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to kids. Hank, I remember him talking about Elvis, said, you watch that boy. I said, he's going to make it one of these days. Shoot, it wasn't a year later till he's biggest guy in show business. Some people can spot them and some can't. That's what makes guys like Colonel Parker. They know how to spot that talent.
Well,
Jim Halsey, guys like
Jim Halsey,
him.
Yeah.